Dear Cheap Astronomy, is series just boring as shit, or is the interesting stuff yet to come? This question was prompted by the fact that the NASA spacecraft Dawn arrived at Ceres in March 2015, and a few people went, "Ah, look, it's a larger asteroid than the last one we went into orbit around." And then the NASA spacecraft New Horizons flew past Pluto in July 2015, and everyone went, "Holy shit, we just flew a spacecraft past a strange new alien world we've never seen up close before!" The difference in reaction may be a result of the following issues. Number one, the size. The diameter of Pluto is 70% of the Earth's moon. The diameter of Ceres is 40% of the diameter of Pluto. So, Ceres is not just a dwarf planet, it's a very small dwarf planet. Number two, the distance. The straight line distance from Earth to the orbit of Ceres is over 400 million kilometers, and the straight line distance to Pluto's orbit is over 4 billion kilometers from Earth. Number three, the look. Ceres. Grey and rocky with lots of craters. Novice reaction? Oh, is that the moon? The look of Pluto. Improbably irregular surface with a big white heart shape in the middle. Novice reaction? What the f*** is that? Incidentally, Mercury probably ranks as the solar system's most boring planet. Sure, it's got a high iron content, and its perihelion progression was an early proof of general relativity, but at the end of the day, it's grey and rocky with a lot of craters. Anyway, number four, Alan Stern. New Horizons' principal investigator is Alan Stern. If Elon Musk from SpaceX wasn't already Tony Stark, then Alan Stern would be Tony Stark. Dawn's principal investigator is, Christopher Russell. You get the idea. Number five, the immediacy. New Horizons flew past Pluto on the 14th of July 2015, and that was that. The data is still coming in, but it was one single, never-to-be-repeated event. It was an event we weren't sure would work out until it did, and there's video of all the mission team jumping up and down with joy when it did work out. For Dawn, it was, "Hey, look, there's Ceres. But don't get too excited yet, because we're going to go into orbit next." Then it was, "Hey, look, we're in orbit now. But don't get too excited yet, because we're going to get even closer via narrowing orbits." At the end of the day, no one really knew when we were supposed to get excited, so we didn't. Whether more interesting stuff from Ceres is yet to come remains to be seen. For the moment, the main thing distinguishing it from being just another grey, rocky object with lots of craters is the mysterious bright spots. The albedo, that is, the reflectivity of those bright spots, is about 40%, which is what you might expect from ice. However, on a grey, rocky object with no atmosphere, neither water ice nor carbon dioxide ice is going to last long before sublimating into gas. It may be that Ceres' surface was recently impacted by an object that exposed a patch of subsurface ice. Or maybe Ceres was impacted long ago by an object that initiated a brief geyser of subsurface meltwater, leaving behind a shiny residue of salt crystals. We may get a better understanding of the nature of the bright spots as the mission continues. The lowest orbit the Dawn will manage about Ceres will be in December 2015. So please, if you can, try to get a little excited then.